In some ways, is there anything to be post-Aurora other than reactive? Because certainly there are lots of soft targets that these lone gunmen can go to other than theaters. So, you know, you understand the need to go to those theaters because obviously they're copycats. That would be in their head. But aren't there so many other soft targets that it's nearly impossible through mere police presence to stop this kind of thing?
Well, that's true. And I do want to say that the Aurora police responded very well. They were there quickly. And that's one of the basic tenets now that we follow when we have active shooter a situation. But an event like this is just extremely difficult to prevent. When you have over a minimum of 200 million guns in the United States, you have our population of over 300 million people, a percentage of which are going to be unbalanced and certainly mentally challenged. These events, unfortunately, are inevitable. You do what you can to identify individuals, which was done in Maryland. But obviously, this person, James Holmes, was just not on anybody's radar screen. He got his guns through the normal process. Now, you might say hindsight is 20/20. When I look at somebody amassing 6,000 rounds of ammunition, maybe going forward, that would arouse suspicions with the ammunition suppliers, and they would call a law enforcement entity. We have a program in New York called Operation Nexus, where we go out and meet with a variety of businesses to just put them on alert. I ask them if they see anything of a suspicious nature to call us, but we actually physically visit these types of businesses. So perhaps that's the type of program that may be effective in other areas. Hopefully it's effective in New York right now.
Let me ask